Hey, how are you? Sorry, this isn't the nicest place, but it's all I could book last minute. I guess we can sit on the bed since there isn't actually anywhere else. I know, I said that last time was the last time, but, well, here we are, aren't we? God, you're gorgeous. Ugh. I think I just need to get some things off my chest, and I'd like you to listen, if that's okay. Thank you. So, I'm trying to, I guess, figure out my emotions. I don't know why I'm doing this. I love my wife, and I know that this thing I'm doing, seeing you, is wrong. So wrong. I feel awful about it. I feel disgusted with myself. I know I'm a bad person. Period. But I need you. It's not just that you're pretty, or that you make me feel good, or the way you moan into my mouth when we make love, when we fuck. It's like I love my wife, and everything in my world is great, but sometimes I need to get out of that world. Does that make any sense at all? Sometimes it feels like my entire world is in my home. It's all working to provide for the kids and pay the bills. It's making sure they get out the door on time, kissing my wife when I get home, watching our shows together at the same time every week. I love that, I do. But isn't there more out there? What if I want to see the pyramids? What if I want to take a boat out onto the ocean and be surrounded by nothing but blue water and my thoughts? There's just no wonder in my life anymore. It's like you spend the first 20-something years of your life growing up. You're constantly changing as a person, moving on to the next step. You're aspiring toward something. And then you get there and that's it. You're supposed to be content for the next 50 years. We're told, this is the way the world is. This is the way the world is. This is the way the world is. Well, what if I'm not content with just being content? I want to be happy sometimes. Am I just supposed to sit down and cry? Does my vulnerability scare you? I'm sorry. I'm talking too much. That lipstick and those legs really aren't being put to good use with me just talking at you. Kiss me. God, I can't keep my hands off of you. I can't keep my lips off of you either. You're something outside of my everyday life. Your vacation, your dessert, your pure lust ripping away everything I think I am. Open your legs for me. I need to taste your sex. I remember this. You smell like arousal. And you taste like desire. Moan. Sing for me. It's like I have a favorite fucking book. I know it by heart, and the pages are all worn down and dog-eared. But you're my new book, and I need to know what happens next. I can't put you down. Sweetness. I want to be inside of you. I want to be part of you. Open yourself to me, please. Your body is my oxygen, and I need to breathe. Keep moaning for me, gorgeous. Sing me that song that I never hear enough of. I don't care how wrong it is. I just fucking need this. I need you so fucking badly. I need the corner of your joy, your throat. I need your collarbone. Now give me what I need. Yes, fuck. Give it to me. Shit. I can't get enough of you. Tell me you can't get enough of me. Let me know how good it feels. Call me sexy. Please. Call me sexy, please. Let me know I'm still alive. Oh, God, yes. Like that. You're my pyramid. You're the ocean I want to get lost on. You're my escape. You're everything in the world that I desire. I can't control myself when it comes to you. I've tried so hard. But you have power over me. Call me sexy again. Moan it for me. Please. I need you. I need you. I need you. I need you. Yes. That's what I remember. You're amazing. Thank you. I can't explain the way I feel about you. Maybe that's the whole reason I keep coming back for more. I need something in my life that's beyond comprehension. I don't know if that makes me weak or less of a man or something. But I'm here, and you're here. And that's all I need to know right now. Will you just hold me for a